was going to ask you if you've ever heard of a Chinook or a blue norther or a northerner.
Yes, and a Chinook is a warm spell, usually happens in January, where things warm up and your strawberries and so forth think spring's come and come out and then get killed. A northerner is like a blizzard, but it comes from the north, and they call it a northerner.
Okay. Do you ever get sandstorm, dust storms?
Not too bad right where we are because we're close to the mountains, but I do know what they are.
And in one of those, it's hard to
breathe.
Okay. What about any terms for types of snow or thicknesses of ice?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You get a wet snow, they just call it a wet snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of snow.
All right. And in the spring, when it starts to warm up, they call that the
spring runoff.
Okay. And if the, when the, yeah, what would you call it when the wind just starts blowing? You say that the wind is just?
No, the wind is blowing.
Okay.
Blowing up a storm or blowing away a storm.
Okay, and when it's starting to subside, you'd say?
Going down.
Okay, when, yeah, and you would you say coming up? Or?
Yes.
Okay, can I get you to say that then?
Coming up.
Okay. Any terms for colder than or hotter than? Or very cold weather, you say it's colder than?
Hell.
Okay, and hotter than?
Same thing.
All right, and drier than?
Hades.
Okay, and what's a prolonged period of dryness called?
A drought.
Okay. And a crop that comes up without cultivation, for example, if you grow a tomato plant this year and then one comes up next year?
Volunteer.
And maybe a short list of trees, local trees?
Oh, we have the evergreen, the pine, sugar pine, lodgepole pine, cottonwood, and a number of other shade trees.
What about those, do you have anything sick? Yeah, any of those sycamore, do you have those?
No.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that anyway?
Sycamore.
Okay, and those trees that the leaves shake a lot up in the mountains.
The quakenass?
Yeah, those.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You, those known by any other name?
Aspen.
Okay. And what would you call a grove of trees or a stand of trees out on the prairie? Is that what you would call it?
A grove of trees, uh-huh.
Okay. And smaller than trees, maybe that you'd have planted at the corner of your house, those are called?
Shrubbery.
Okay. And can you name a few of those, or types that would grow wild out on the plain?
Well, I guess I can't.
You can't?
I just went blank. You got any ideas, or?
What about the rabbits feed on out on the plains, or the stuff that's kind of gray?
Sagebrush.
Sagebrush?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about types of weeds? Are you familiar with some of those?
Mm-hmm. First of all, we have noxious weeds, or thistles. Beautiful blossoms, but and noxious weed is one that has a root system that you have to use poison to get rid of. But we also have pigweed, which is good to eat. Makes good greens early in the spring. Probably very few people eat them anymore. Wild beet. Then there's different grasses will blow into your garden that you have to weed out.
No, a wild beet, what is that, a root?
No, it's a little vine-like thing that grows on the top of the ground and has just little prickly leaves, which when you cook it up, it has a beet flavor and tastes quite tasty.
Now, are there any types of vines? You mentioned vines.
Yes.